gasps and cheers filled a room at the Juneau airport when Hat Kwani landed.
So please keep your eyes outside. There it is!
Oh, there it is! Yeah. Yeah.
The plane's name means salmon people. Its blue, white, and pink design depicts salmon in Northwest Coast formline. Juneau dance group Yisku'u was there to celebrate the inaugural flight. Group leader Nancy Barnes says she's been pacing back and forth all morning.
I've known Crystal since she was a tiny little girl. Just so proud of her.
Yisku'u performed a song called Admiration as Whirl walked into the room. Whirl was on the plane for its flight from Anchorage.
I saw our Tlingit language on the plane and heard everyone on the plane say Hat Kwani. So I just feel immensely proud. There's no English words for how I feel.
In a speech to those gathered to celebrate, she said restoring salmon runs in the Yukon and Kuskokwim rivers would require both traditional and modern techniques. It's an approach she uses in her art.
We won't be able to harvest again until the numbers get better. And the younger generations are not able to learn these fishing and preserving skills that have survived for generations. We must make change in our actions and thinking about the environment.
University of Alaska Southeast language professor Hune Lance Twitchell helped Whirl decide on the name. He walked attendees through the pronunciation.
Hat Kwani.
Hat Kwani.
Hat Kwani.
Hat Kwani.
I turned in all my grades on Wednesday, but I'll adjust them. Y'all get A's.
According to Alaska Airlines, this is the first time they featured a language besides English on the main door of an aircraft. Whirl's grandmother, Sea Alaska President Rosita Whirl, alluded to cultural loss in her remarks.
I want to thank Alaska Airlines for bringing our language that previous generations had tried to suppress.
Hat Kwani is the same plane that Alaskans long knew as Salmon 30 Salmon. Marilyn Romano, Alaska Airlines Regional Vice President for Alaska, says the process began when it was time to repaint it.
Knowing it had to be repainted, that's when we had the opportunity to pause and really think about what could we do different.
Romano was familiar with Whirl's murals in Anchorage and Juneau and the design shop Whirl shares with her brother. When the airline decided they wanted a new design, Romano says she knew just who to call. Hat Kwani continued onto Sitka, Ketchikan, and Seattle on Friday. The plane will fly throughout the Alaska Airlines network. In Juneau, I'm Katie Anastas.